This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday and these are the headlines. The city government has lifted the use of barriers in motorcycles, public utility jeepneys, and other passenger vehicles. Issued on Tuesday, Executive Order 63 orders the removal of plastic barriers in public utility vehicles, including motorcycles, although drivers and operators must still ensure that they and their passengers wear masks and observe physical distancing. In another story, the police regional office has created a special investigation team to solve the murder of a journalist in Bansalan, Davao del Sur over the weekend. Heading the task force to investigate the killing of Orlando Dinoy is Police Regional Deputy Director for Operations, Bowen Joey Masaude. Based on the initial police report, the killer's gunned down Dinoy inside his rented apartment. In business, domestic growth is expected to remain in positive territory for the third quarter at 6.5% amid the diminishing low base effects and the impact of lockdowns, an economist said. This as GDP in the first half of the year stood at 3.96%. Economic growth is expected to be driven by the strong inflows from overseas Filipino workers, foreign direct investments, recovery in exports, imports, and the manufacturing sector, and increased government spending on infrastructure, especially ahead of the 2022 elections. Meanwhile, the Philippines will present its newly launched Sustainable Finance Roadmap before policymakers at the 26th United Nations Climate Change Conference of the Parties, or COP26, as a model for other emerging economies to incorporate climate and environmental factors in mobilizing funds to build a sustainable and resilient economy. In sports, Barangay Ginebra's Justin Brown Lee is set to lead the list of reinforcements in the upcoming Philippine Basketball Association Reinforced Conference. The list came out after the professional basketball association in the country, the oldest in Asia, after the Department of Justice approved the visas for foreign ballers. In golf, Filipina-Japanese Yuka Saso is set to compete with other big names in the Toto Japan Classic at the Shiga Prefecture, which opens Thursday. Saso, who recently won the U.S. Open, is up in the $2 million event against young top golfers headed by local standout Hinako Shibuno. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.